Peterborough, Labour Klingon by 683 votes, Brexit Party thrashed Tories into third place. By Jack Montgomery on June 6, 2019. Nigel Farage's weeks-old Brexit Party has fallen just short in the Peterborough by-election, thrashing the Tories into third place while Labour clings to the seat by 683 votes. Update, 8:45 a.m., Farage, British politics has fundamentally changed. Despite failing to win in the by-election, Mr. Farage said that coming a close second to Labour reveals that the political landscape is changing and is no longer dominated by the establishment parties. He told BBC Radio 4, 8 weeks ago today the Brexit Party launched. And what you have seen from the results last night is that British politics has fundamentally changed. It's no longer just two parties contesting. For more on this story, Breitbart London's reporting here. Update, 5:10 a.m., we'll be back. Brexit Party has received 3,000 applications from prospective candidates wanting to fight the next general election. Speaking to Sky News after the results, defeated Brexit Party candidate Mike Green remarked on the gains that the fledgling party had made, saying, "Two parties have been ruling this country for decades. That's not happening anymore. We were ahead of the Tories, only a little bit behind Labour. We'll be back," he added. The Brexit Party's focus on preparing to challenge the establishment in May 2021's general election, or, indeed, a snap election if one is called before then, was revealed by The Telegraph on Thursday night, when the centre-right newspaper reported it had learnt the party had near 3,000 candidate applications and that the party had vetted almost 200 of them. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage told the newspaper, "People applied to the general election candidates already. So we're sifting. We never shortlisting now and then the betting stages happen and everything else. If there was an election, we would be ready." Update, 4:50 a.m., full results reveal other pro-Brexit parties gain a combined 688 votes, 5 more than the Brexit Party lost to Labour. With a 48.4% turnout, the full vote count published by Peterborough City Council is as follows, in order of vote share. Labour Party, 10,484. The Brexit Party, 9,801. The Conservative Party, 7,243. Liberal Democrats, 4,159. Green Party, 1,035. UK Independence Party, 400. Christian People's Alliance, 162. English Democrats, 153. SDP, Social Democratic Party, Fighting for Brexit, 135. Monster Raving Loony Party, 112. Andrew Moore, Independent, 101. Common Good, Remain in the EU, 60. Renew, 45. UK European Union Party, UKIP, 25. Bobby Smith, Independent, 5. UKIP, whose vote share was decimated in the European Parliament elections last month, losing all of its MEPs, won 400 votes, the English Democrats 153, and the SDP candidate and former UKIP MEP Patrick O'Flynn gained 135 votes. Combined, those equal 688, with the margin that the Brexit Party lost to Labour being just 683. Update, 2:55 a.m., Brexit's close second shows we are in a different political world. Analysis of the vote shares achieved tonight by various parties bear some scrutiny, and who better to do it than Sir John Curtis, who as far as political science goes is the closest the United Kingdom has to a celebrity in that field. The fact that the Labour share of the vote, while of course a close victory, was so low Sir John called it a record low is a clear sign the country is now in a different political world. Despite having all the resources, the party was still down 17% on the night. Speaking to Britain's Sky News after the result came in, the Brexit Party's candidate Mike Green was upbeat about the result and vowed to fight the seat again when the next election came. He was particularly focused on the significant campaigning advantage the Labour Party enjoyed from being a seasoned political force and the enormous amount of data it held on voters in the area. Noting that Labour went into the election with lists of phone numbers of supporters and data on previous voting habits, his own party had gone from a standing start to coming within 683 votes of victory in just 2 weeks. Update, 2 a.m., Labour win by under 1,000 votes but lose vote share, Tory vote collapses. Labour have been officially announced as the winners of the Peterborough by-election, pipping the Mike Green of the weeks-old Brexit Party by just 683 votes, although they lost over 17% of their 2017 vote share. The Tories collapsed into third place, losing more than a quarter of their vote share, while the Liberal Democrats, who looked to have achieved something of a revival in the EU elections, achieved only modest gains for a distant fourth place. Update, 1:45 p.m., provisional results. Candidates have been summoned to hear the provisional results. Update, 1:30 a.m., Owen Jones declares victory for Labour. Far-left Guardian columnist Owen Jones has declared victory for the Labour Party, although the result has not been officially announced. Sky News is suggesting Labour has won by fewer than 500 votes, and that a recount may have been requested. Update, 1:05 a.m., Westminster election poll gives Brexit Party a 6-point lead. The Tories are languishing in fourth place, while Change UK, CUK, which had hoped to galvanise Remain voters the way the Brexit Party has galvanised Leave voters, now polling at 0%. Update, 0:25 a.m., Tories autopsy another shambles at the ballot box. A senior source with the governing Conservative Party has lamented that campaign in Peterborough, which they held up until the 2017 snap election and only lost by a few hundred votes, was again a shambles. Poor literature, bad timing, slow out of the block, they said. We've let a good candidate down, while Labour have propped up a poor candidate. Update, 0:20 a.m., conspiracies abound as Brexit Party suggests Labour has scraped through. Popular election monitoring account Britain Elects suggests that Brexit Party activists are conceding Labour has likely just clung on, with betting markets moving in the hard-left opposition party's favour. But some suggest the Brexiteers may only be pretending to think they have lost to some sort of elaborate ruse. Update, 11:25 p.m., some encouraging signs for Labour. Labour sources have told LBC that turnout in some of their key support bases appears high, but that the contest is the Brexit Party's to lose. Even this is a sign of strength for Farage's party, given it is only a few weeks old and Labour were the constituency's previous holders. Labour sources speaking Sky News have been less circumspect, however, saying they believe they will win. Original article continues below. Brexit Party candidate Mike Green was the bookies' favourite going into the contest for Peterborough, whose previous representative Fiona Onasanya, formerly of the Labour Party, was booted out in a recall ballot following a conviction for perverting the course of justice. Onasanya took the seat from the Tories with a majority of only a few hundred, but the governing party has already conceded that its chances of retaking the seat are slim, with a source saying they are recognizing we've lost and observing a big lack of turnout and volunteers. The party was battered in the recent European Parliament elections, which the United Kingdom was forced to participate in almost 3 years after the British people's vote to leave the European Union due to Tory Prime Minister Theresa May's failure to deliver Brexit on March 29 as promised, failing to reach even 10% of the vote share. In a tight contest, Brexit-supporting parties unlikely to scrape more than a few hundred votes, which nevertheless decided to stand, including UKIP, the English Democrats, and the SDP, represented by former UKIP MEP Patrick O'Flynn, could cost Mr. Green the contest. A Tory source told Sky News political editor Beth Rigby that they do expect the Brexit Party to win, but that Labour seem oddly confident. I'll be happy if we get within 5% of a win. We will be happy and it will be a real achievement, a Brexit Party source told the left-wing Mirror. Labour has been campaigning hard in this seat for months. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.